Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
First thing, I'm with Sip. I took a long look, and this is, I'm not trying to be, you know, a downer here.
Okay.
But I was just taking a long look when I was at the stoplight at 70th and Pioneer, and it's not incredible stone. It's good stone, but it's not incredible.
It's really not, Jake.
The bank's incredible, but we've really been overselling the because Jake made it sound like you're walking into Yellowstone Park or something.
It's South Lincoln.
It's respectable stone.
It's very respectable.
It's respectable.
But we made it sound as if we were into a lodge.
Like a Fort Knox.
How many buildings have stone that you know of?
I don't know the percentage, I don't know. But
they have stone there.
They do have stone.
And it is beautiful. It's just staring at you.
I just happened to know his face. And I looked over, I go, I got to talk to Sip on this one.
He did say that.
Shin Daddy is today.
What's she doing?
He's the music man.
Oh, good God.
He's the music man. He has there's 14 of them set up, and he's the instructor of old time music like that. He's teaching accordion class.
he knows how to play the accordion.
Yes.
Of course he does.
So in honor of Rocky LaTorre. Rocky LaTorre was a famous accordion player from the area right there. He was from the Verdigris Niobrara area. Rocky was. And Schindler has his CDs. Yes, you're wondering at that.
But wait a second. Rocky LaTorre?
Yeah, so he'll be playing Rocky LaTorre. His farm is right kind of by where our cabin's at up there. And so that's where his farm's at. R.I.P. R.I.P. Rocky LaTorre.
You knew about Rocky in your boyhood?
What's that? I didn't know about him until much later on in my life like that. But he was an incredible accordion player. So he's playing. So Schindler is
Do you know what the accordion is, Jake?
Yes, I know what an accordion is.
I mean, when they play that bad boy, can you imagine the stamina and the strength that you have to do? There's Jake. There's Jake's doing it. He's doing it.
Again, look at his face.
Look at the face. It is kind of a. I mean,
you look like you're on Lawrence Welk right now.
Well, I mean, people are
gonna act the part, Sip.
Yes, people you're doing
are, it. It's a portable organ, is what it is. It's a portable.
With little buttons.
The case it comes in is remarkable. It's just so Schindler's got 14 of them set
he's
up.
He's got 14.
And he's teaching the
what
class.
What a sound that's going
to
be.
Imagine that walking in the day. Imagine just wanting to get a new CD or get some traveler checks or something like that.
Quick trip to the bank. It's really sudden, interesting.
And all of a sudden, there's Schindler's in there teaching accordion classes. Yes.
Imagine
as long
being
as
able to
I
play
can get my banking done quickly, I don't mind the accordion.
You're going to learn how to play the accordion, though.
Jake, do it again.
Your face.
Yeah, it is. You have to have the face. You can't just play that straight face. Are you kidding me?
Ben, do you know what an accordion is? I mean, they're incredible.
Bella knows.
I mean, when someone can play one of those, just imagine being that good of a dude. All of a sudden,
whip into an accordion?
Can you imagine in college, all of a sudden, if you whip out an accordion?
Oh,
all
God.
Of a sudden like that. Also, do you imagine people just.
God.
It's incredible music.
You'd never have a trouble getting a job.
No, never.
Never.
Just whip out an accordion and start playing music that sounds good.
I think about that or like a bagpipe would be pretty cool.
Bagpipe would also be incredible.
Either of those are kind of amazing. Yes. You can play the bagpipe. Are you kidding me? What else can you do?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So
anyway, big day for Shin Daddy.
Accordion lessons.
The music man.
This amazing. Is in Creighton at Midwest Bank.
They do stuff, amazing stuff all the time.
Yeah, Midwest banks are all over Nebraska, apparently.
Yes, they're everywhere.
They're New York. I saw it in New York.
Yeah,
it
you
freaked
saw
me
New
right
York.
Out. Yeah.
And the stone building, which I guess not that good of stone, apparently.
It's not bad stone.
Pioneers.
It's just not, I don't know if, you know, if you drove by it, if you, that'd be the first thing
when I first
say.
Saw it, the first thing I thought was, I guess it's stone, but not that big of a deal. Jake?
Texter says, did Sip just ask Jake if he knew what an accordion was? Come on, I wasn't born yesterday. Like Ben.
Ben's just sitting there, took a shot.
He's just a target.
Yes, oh, target
if,
practice.
If Ben put the accordion on, he would just bam. He'd just fall over.
He'd fall forward.
Just slap
you gotta
his,
have some strength, young man.
Slap his face right into the turf. He just all of a sudden, Ben's down. Get
what
him
happened?
Up.
The accordion was
accordion
too heavy
got
for
him.
To he build you, survive the accordion.
You got to build a brace for your back, Ben.
Ball.
Thanks right. to Shin Daddy for helping yes. sponsor Hour 2 with Midwest okay, Bank. 464-5685, call or text as always. We did mention in the first hour the impressive stats for Illinois. They're +8 in turnover margin this year. They've forced 9 turnovers. They've given up 1. Mm-hmm. Nebraska has also played very good football. They're +3 this year in turnovers. Nebraska's given away the ball only twice in 3 games. They have forced 5 turnovers. I would ask you...
What?
Through games, do you believe Nebraska has fixed their turnover issues they've had for years?
You guys are watching the games. I'd say a lot of this is a nod to Dylan Raiola, but also the offensive line. Everybody. I mean, it's not just the quarterback. There was an emphasis on taking care of the ball. I think the kids in the program that lived through last season, I mean, of course, everybody understands that you can't win at a high level and turn the ball over. But when it affects you as profoundly as it did last year, it's got to have an impact on kids. Like, God, we just gave games. We literally
so
gave
many.
Games away. Mm-hmm. And of course, those veteran guys that lived through it, it had an impact on them. So they're taking care of the ball. You see it. You know who does really well? Bill would, I'm sure, back me on this. Emmett Johnson, the high and tight, has holding the ball high and tight. He does it all game long. He does it in warm-ups. He does it when he's returning kicks. It's not a cool look. I can see why guys don't do it. I can see why guys carry it like Terrell Owens used to carry it, you know, like a bread basket. But it doesn't look cool, but it's absolutely smart to do.
Would you carry it like a loaf of bread or a bread basket? So like a handle.
Bread basket is a bad.
I think it's a loaf of bread.
I think it's a loaf of bread.
I don't think it's a bread basket. I don't think they're carrying like a basket.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for catching
that. Really caught me in a first
loaf
second.
Of bread. But you know, it looks cool when a guy's doing
that. Oh, it
does,
yeah.
But, and it doesn't look as cool, but they're doing it. Those guys carry high and tight. It's hard to get the ball from them. And Dylan makes good decisions. So far, so good on that count.
And like you said, there's some things that you just monitor. Like I was watching the Wisconsin-Alabama game. I think it was Malusi, I think.
Chez Malusi.
Had like about a 40-some yard run.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, the game was still in doubt, but it wasn't in doubt, but it was the score was still close. And he goes into contact. He has one hand. He goes two hands into contact, goes down low. He kind of gets submarined, and boom, ball comes out.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, it wasn't what you're looking for is someone that is not, you know, doing the techniques or is just nonchalant with the football. Sometimes when something happens, you know, a tip ball interception can't drive you crazy. If a ball bounces off a guy's hands or a tip ball, right. a D lineman gets a hand up and you don't want him. But sometimes it's like, because what you don't want to have happen is a turnover happens in an odd way. Something weird happens. They were doing the right thing. It just happened. You don't want to instantly go to, oh, here we go. Here we go. First couple games were great. Now here we go. No. Like that. But if,
you don't have to do that.
You don't want to just, like I said, be completely freaked out. Mm-hmm. But now when they have disregard for the game and how it should be played and they're doing something, you know, I look at the first game of that the Bengals lost. I mean, the guy's running into the end zone and he has the ball extended at the 3-yard line like this for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
If he just has the ball protected, he's going to land in the end zone with the touchdown.
Right.
And instead, it's going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so those things are what you're looking for. Are they following what you're teaching?
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. I expect it to continue. Some of it's just what I've said about Nebraska's turnover issues over the years is they just weren't very good. They just weren't very good teams. And bad teams, one of the earmarks of bad teams is they turn the ball over. A lot of people are doing deep dive studies into it, and I just like, well, they just weren't very good. Okay, I mean, sometimes it's bad luck, but usually it's just because the team's not very good. This Nebraska team's pretty good.
You know, last year at the Illinois game, they won 20-7, but they had three turnovers. They had two fumbles and a pick in that game, still won by 13.
That should have been a more pronounced win, but they started screwing around with the ball late. Still won. It was a huge win.
It was a big win.
That was a huge win because, Bill, remember, they came off the Michigan loss. And that was a terrible loss. And they practiced on Sunday and all that. And then played Friday. So, Jamari Butler said it was like playing three games in 1 week. Because they played on a Saturday, lost.
Well, they were down 28-0 at halftime to Michigan.
Then practiced on Sunday. They went 93 live plays. So that was like a game, he said. And then they played on Friday night. So anyway, yeah, I expect it to continue. But you're looking at Dylan Raiola on Friday because, as we've established, the competition ramps up now. It does. Not that Illinois is great. They're not a great team.
No.
They're not. But they'll be better up front than
better
anything.
Better up front, and they'll be the best coach team they've seen so far.
There you go.
I wouldn't say that. So I guess Northern Iowa was extremely well coached.
They were.
Would
you say that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, you get an old crusty guy like that, that's been around forever.
24 years.
He had a plan coming in.
Yeah.
He had a plan.
And it was a good plan.
He had a plan. I mean, obviously, I'm sure he's feeling like, hey, if we could have got the game to 28-10, they were never really
21-10.
What's that?
Could have been 21-10.
Yep. If he had got to that and somehow walked out of the game 28-13 or something, that's kind of what he was.
Sure.
Yeah. You're never going to say that as a coach. You're like going, hey, listen, if we can keep this at a really good score like that, that's good for us. If he ended that game 28-13 or something.
Felt better.
You know, would have felt better.
But
he had a clear plan.
They did. It was a good plan. Ball control, take a lot of time off the clock between plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw the quarterback looking at the sideline all the time. So, yeah, and they're pretty physical.
Yeah.
And I do believe that was a good game to get Nebraska ready.
They're well coached.
Yeah, and they're physical. Yeah, Farley's old crusty, 24-year head coach. And I just think he doesn't like the narrative of, you guys didn't have a chance. Like, he's more competitive than that. It's probably why he's been very successful, although the last 5 years haven't been great.
With Dylan, I think you haven't really seen him force a bad pass. The one that Ramir Johnson caught that could have been picked off against Colorado. That was maybe a forced pass.
Should have been picked.
But beyond that, you haven't seen, hey, that's double coverage, Dylan. That's a triple coverage.
Yeah,
that critical mistake that oftentimes ends in picks.
No, you haven't really seen that. By the way, the throw, I'm going to defend Jake on this.
He needs it.
The interception?
Yeah, Jalen Lloyd yesterday said it was his fault. That the ball was, he should have
caught
it.
That was a catchable ball.
It was. I didn't say it wasn't.
I thought he had it when he right away, and he didn't come down with it.
Well, the DB did a good job of out kind of strengthening Lloyd. Not a word.
Make it one.
Yeah, the turnover thing is, you just keep watching it. And you really watch it this week because Illinois has been so good that way. I mean, they forced 9. That's good through 3 games.
Really good.
Yeah. I just know what I've seen over the years, and it matters. These Big Ten teams, it matters. You know, there's just some things you know, and that Illinois is going to be very physical. They're going to be because it's a Billima team. They'll be physical up front. They'll be tough in the trenches.
They'll be tough. They'll be extremely well coached. But this isn't. This isn't Georgia coming in here.
It's not.
No, it's not. Forget
no,
that.
No,
it's
I,
not
I, forget that. No, I had some people tell me, don't go overboard on that Kansas win. They weren't that great in that game.
Yeah, things went well for them.
Yeah.
But they did play and beat them, a team that was ranked 19th. So you have to give them credit for that.
100. Right. So we'll see what I'm really interested in the offensive line and how it holds up against Illinois. Because that will show you a little bit of more of what they have.
I'm interested to see where the game is at halftime. That's what I'm interested in to see. Because for the most part here, like I said, for Nebraska, it's been over at halftime.
Right.
It was all 3 games have been. Yeah.
Over at halftime.
And just watching the game, like going, they can't come back. We need to play well. I get that, but
Even Rule telling his team that at halftime, you guys are going to win this game.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
It was 21-3 at half.
Yeah.
So three games, 30-7 at half against UTEP, 28-0 against Colorado, and 21-3 against Northern Iowa.
So the halftime like that, if it were me, I've brought this up a few times like that, if I was Illinois and I won the toss, I would take the ball. I want the ball. It's not like, oh, we're making a statement. No, I just want the one more possession in the first half. It's apples and oranges, because what you want to do is get that team to halftime.
Take the ball.
I take the ball. If I get a good drive, just imagine what was Northern Illinois' first drive? 8-9 minutes?
Northern Iowa, yeah. It was about 10 minutes.
Ten minute drive. So
and they got a field goal.
What if they would have let off with
that? I have it.
My point, it's still what it does. You would have got the extra possession.
10 minutes, 8. It was 16 plays, 62 yards, 10 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock.
So let's just say that's not going to happen again, but let's just say Illinois, if you did that, if you matched that, had a 10-minute drive in the first quarter, you'd be like, okay, most likely the first quarter is going to end and it's like 7-3, 3-3, mm-hmm. something of that nature. Because you want to get the team, what you want to do is you want to go in at halftime, mm-hmm. and you want to be able to be like, all right, it's 13-10. Let's go play the second half and see what happens.
Yep.
So the extra possession, in my mind, I would do at that time. Mm-hmm. I think that's the time it's like, okay, if we can get a few first downs here, maybe I limit Nebraska's offense. Now, they're going to get the ball the second half. I get that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes going into halftime on the road when the game's tight, take the extra possession in the first half.
I hear you.
There we go. When we come back,
guys.
And we come back, week 2, NFL winners and losers. It's next on Early Break in the Ticket.